Shisei. Shmuel had a kasha in our Mishnah, really. Mayir with the Tani Yoy made, Avolo Yoshef. How come our Mishnah says you're only allowed to stand and you can't sit down? So this was bothering Shmuel. If you want to learn, our Mishnah is talking about that the Nechosim of the Chayla is also on the Mavakir, that the Mavakir can't have any enjoyment from the sick person. Then the question was, how come you're allowed to come into his house altogether? So not the Teretz was, no, after the mitzvah, but you can't do an issa. True, it's the mitzvah to Mavakir Chayla, but you're not allowed to do an issa of Drisa Terega walking into his house. So the Svar we said before was that Mishum Chayusa, that when you made a neder that the other person can't have enjoyment from you, that's only like for his sake he can't enjoy it. But if he's coming in to give you enjoyment, and the guy's coming to visit you, that's called for your chiyusam, you're never meant to make an issa. So Shmuel holds, if that would be a svara, there shouldn't be a difference between standing or sitting. When the person wants to come in, he should be able to even sit down. Because when he's coming down to sit down, for what purpose is he sitting down? To make the sick person, to give him some nachas, to talk with him. So you're coming to sit down for his sake. So therefore, that's why Shmuel does the more in our Mishnah is talking like this. Because our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to sit down. So if the svar is that the person never meant to make the issur, when you're doing a favor for him, so when you're sitting down, you're also doing a favor for him. That's why in the Mishnah, Shmuel says, it's not talking about the nechosim of the sick person is also on the mavakir. But the Mishnah is the opposite way, that the nechosim of the mavakir is also on the sick person. But in the Braisa, it doesn't say any difference between standing or sitting. There it just says you're only allowed to visit the person himself, but not his son. There Shmuel agrees, and the Braisa will learn this way, that the Braisa is talking about that the sick person made the neder, that this person coming in can't have any enjoyment from him. So then the svar is, you can't have enjoyment from yourself if you're doing it for your own sake. But if you're doing it for me, you're coming to Mavakir Chayla me, for that it's mutter. Avlo yeshe, so shemamina, that the nisim Mavakir Asur ala Chayla. Here's what we're holding now. Omer Rash Lakish, remez lebikir Chaylin minatari minayin. Where's the remez that there's such a mitzvah to Mavakir Chayla from the Torah? Shenem Rapostik says that Moshe Rabbeinu Tainet Keneged Korach, like to prove that Moshe was right, he said, in Kemois Kol Adam Yemoisun Elam. If these people, the Bnei Korach, will die in normal life, Ufkudas Kol Adam, and people will come to visit them, then Moshe says he's wrong. In other words, Moshe wanted to prove a point that these people, Bnei Korach, they're not going to die in normal life, because they're doing wrong by arguing against me. But Mashma, what's called a normal death? That a person gets sick, Ufkudas Kol Adam, and people come to visit you. This is the remez for Mavakir Chayla. Ran says, Ubnayodim Mavakir Noison, Vainu Desiv Ufkudas Kol Adam Yifkar Alayim, that people come to visit you. So Mora says, now my mashma, what's pshat from this pasuk? Omar Rava. Rava says, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Bnei Korach. Im Kemois Kol Adam Yemusin, Eila. If these people are going to die a normal life, what does that mean? What's called a normal death? Shame, choylim, the people get sick. Or mutola merisosin, and they're sitting in bed. Or b'neyoda mevakrim oisoi, and people come to mevakrim choylim. Such a case, and ma bria soimrim. So, if these people are going to die this normal death, then lo yashem shlachani. Then Moshe Rabbeinu is telling people, you should know, it's taka true, Hashem did not send me, like then I'm wrong. Now, as Moshe wanted to prove a point here to show that the Bnei Korach are wrong, that they're not going to die a normal death like they did. They died, the earth swallowed them up. But Moshe was proving it, they're not going to die a normal death. Mashma, normal death is that first you're sick, and people come to Mavakir Chayla you. This is the remez in the Torah for the mitzvah of Mavakir Chayla. Darash Rav, Rava Darshan is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu then said, "In Briya Yivra Hashem." Means if the creation wasn't here yet, Hashem should create it. That's the way that these people are going to die, that the earth is going to swallow them up. Means, im b'riya gehenna mutav. If you already created gehenna, very good. Mutav tiya, very good. But im lav, like Moshe was telling Hashem, if you didn't create gehenna yet, yivra Hashem, Hashem, please, like, create gehenna now, that these people, the adas korach, should go to gehenna. For the Gemara Eini, it's not that way. Like, how could Moshe have a doubt whether Hashem created Gehenim, And he's like, is asking Hashem to create it now? I bought Tanya, we learned like this, that Shuvah Dvorim Nivrol Kodim Shenivroilim. There are seven things that were created before the world was created. In other words, the world needs these seven things. And Elohim, these are the seven things. Torah was created before the world. Utshuva, the thing that a person, even though he does a chet, he could do tshuva. Also, the world needs it. Because if you can't do tshuva, the world can't be in existence. Like you do a chet, you deserve to be destroyed. Gan Eden, that thing that Hashem pays reward to the tzaddikim. Ugehenim, that Hashem gives punishment to the Rishoyim. And Kisei Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kisei Yaakov Oid, Ubeis HaMikdash. And the seventh thing is, Ushmoi Shel Mashiach. The name of the Mashiach, that was also created before the Bria Salem. So Ram explains, like Kalayma, She'olu B'machshav L'Iboros Kodim Shinev Roilam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about these things before He created the world. She'ev Shel Yoylam B'Lohem, the world cannot be in existence without these seven things. That the world was not created without Gehenim for the purpose of the Rishoyim. The Kofon of the Kasher is, like Gehenim was here before the world. So how could it be that Moshe had a doubt if Hashem created Gehenim or not yet? So now we'll bring down the Pesukim for all these things. Torah, where's the Raya? Torah was here before the Briyas Olam to receive Hashem Kernanu Reshes Darkoi. And Kernanu goes on the Torah, so Reshes Darkoi, and Hashem created the Torah before at the beginning. Tshuva desiv beterim horim yulodu vatacholu. And it says, Teshev Enesh Adako. Mashmira, before the mountains were created, is Teshev Enesh Adako, you should do tshuva. Kan Eden nechsev, Ayita Hashem Elokim, Gan Veiden, Mikedem, from before. Mashmira, from before Bria Solom, there was Gan Eden. Gehenim nechsev, Ki Orach Miesmo Tifta. And Orach, vice of the Lashon of Gehenim, was here from yesterday, means from before the world. Kisei HaKovered, the pasuk says, "Nochon kisacha meyos." That Nochon kisacha Hashem's kisei was established meyos from before the Bria Salem. Beis Hamikdash tichsev kisei covered marum merishon. From before was the kisei marum of the Beis Hamikdash. Shemoi shel Mashiach tichsev yehi shemoi leilam. That should be his name for always. So kol ponim, the kasher is if Gehenna for sure was created before the Bria Salem, like. So what was Moshe's doubt? So Moshe said, "El Hochi Kamer." This is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. If there's a mouth to Gehenim that could swallow up these people, very good. But if Gehenim doesn't have a mouth yet, then now Hashem, please make a mouth that these people should be swallowed up. For the Gemara again, it's no good. I will see the Pasuk says, "Ein kol chodesh takas Hashemish." There's nothing new under the sun. So in other words, like if there wasn't a mouth created already to Gehenim, Hashem won't create it now. So Mar says Enechanami, Hochi Kam, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Ihocha la nikra puma lahocha likrav. Like Avad to Gehenim was created and there's a mouth to Gehenim. The question is, where is the mouth? So Moshe was like saying, if the mouth is not around here, Hashem, please bring the mouth near here that these people should be able to just fall in to Gehenim like. And that's what happened, that Hashem opened up the ground and they just fell into Gehenim. Dorash Rava, Rava Dashins. V'yamrlo sam sayom Rav Yitzchak. My dichtiv, what does the pasuk say? Shemesh yoreach omad zavula. The mashma, the shemesh, the sun, and the sun and the moon were both standing in zavula. Zavula, that's higher than the Rekia. There are seven planets, seven kaimas, one above the other. Rekia is the first one, and above Rekia is Zavula. So Smashma, the sun and the moon, went to the second planet, went to the planet of Zavula. For at the Gemara, Shemesh v'yareich v'zvul ma'boyin, Ivor Rekia kiboy. Hashem put the Shemesh and the Reich in the Rekia. That's the first upstairs. Not Zavula, that's further up. Rashi says, the Ran, for Rekia kiboy, can you see v'yitein oysam elakim v'rekia shemayim? Hashem put the Shemesh Nireach in the Rekia. Uzvul lamalam in Rekiyu. Zvul is the next higher place after the Rekia. At the east of Perakim Darshan, the Gemara Chagiga says. So what is the Shemesh Nireach doing there? So Malamad comes to teach us. Sha'olu Shemesh Nireach Merekiyah Lezvul. At this time, by the Adas Kairach, when they were arguing against Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Shemesh and the Rea came to complain to Hashem. So they left their place of the Rekia, and they went further up, like closer to Hashem, to the Zvul. The Amru Lefana, they stand in front of Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, Ema Toisa Din LeBen Amram, if you're going to make it now that everybody sees that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, and not B'nai Korach, on Omirin, then we'll do our job and we'll still shine. But the Yimlav, if you're not going to show everybody that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, ain't on the mirin. We're not going to shine anymore. But they made a protest to Hashem. The Shemesh Nireach complains to Hashem, like, how come you're not letting the Moshe, how come Moshe is not like winning it? Nidran, Ima Toisa Dima Ben Amram, Mimach Lakusa Shakurach. So it says, "Vayishu at that time when they started to complain to Hashem is Yora ben Chitzim v'Chanisos. Hashem threw like arrows and spears at the Shemesh and the Reach." Omelem, Hashem complained back to them. Every day there are people on this world that make you an Avodah Zarah, and they worship you, the Shemesh and the Reach. V'yatemirim, and you still shine. You don't complain to me. So v'chvoidi lo'mechisem, for my covenant of Hashem, you're not meich, it doesn't bother you. But v'chvoid v'osav adal mechisem, but for the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu here, it bothers you so much that you don't want to shine anymore. So that was the punishment of the Shemesh and the Reach God, that Hashem always throws spears at them. For the moral of the whole yom, yorim ben chitzev achal yosem, onirim. Now every day, from now on, Hashem is still sending at them chitzem arrows, but they still give off shine. Shenemar lior chitzecha yalechu. Mashma the or the Shemesh and go v'chitzecha with the arrows, that Hashem is like still throwing arrows at them. Tanya, v'ka cholim ein mashir. This mitzvah to mivaka cholim to visit somebody that's sick doesn't have a limit. There's no limits. For the Gemara, may ein mashir. What does it mean? There's no shir. So Sabu Rav Yosef Lameim, we thought to say ein shir lematin tzchara. There's no limit to how much reward you're going to get for doing this mitzvah of chesed of being mevaka chayla, visiting somebody that's sick. Omalay Abayas said back, the whole mitzvahs, miyesh lo shir lamatin tzchara. Mashma, only this mitzvah, no mitzvahs is there a limit to we understand how much reward you get back from doing them. The Yotnan we learned, the Mishnah Novit says, have zoya the mitzvah kala kevachamura, be careful with a small mitzvah, like a strong mitzvah. Why? Because you do not know how much reward you're going to get back for the mitzvahs. So you see, no matter what type of a mitzvah, the most kal, the most easy mitzvah, we also don't know how much reward we'll get back for it. So what are you telling me? Davka b'kecholim is ein lashir. So when it says elom rabaya, baya says it means afilu godalei tzakotin. There's no shir two has to go to. Even though the person that's sick is a small person, and the person that wants to go visit him is a chash of a person, a gadol, still you're supposed to go visit him. You don't have to go, you have to cover here, but you're supposed to do the mitzvah, no matter who the person is that's sick, you're supposed to go be like a chayil him. Rav Omer says another pshat, with the most lalach, the most emes. But Rav Omer, afilu meya pomim b'yayim. Ein lo shir means there's no limit to how many times a day you're supposed to go. But you can't say, I went once, I'm a kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah is even 100 times a day. There's no limit to how many times you can do the mitzvah. However, it's brought down the halacha providing that the person enjoys you. If you're in the pain in the neck to the guy, and you know the guy will be much happier when you leave, and doesn't want to see you, then there's no mitzvah to go see him. There's no mitzvah to bother a guy. There's only a mitzvah if the guy enjoys your company, and you get along with him, then there's no limit to how many times you should go. But that's brought down the Farish. If you bother the guy, then you shouldn't say, I'm going to shame mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah then. There's no mitzvah to bother the guy. What you could do still is ask around how the guy's doing, and see if you give any help outside. Maybe give some money, advice, or give advice. That you can still do. But if it's a case where you're bothering the guy, you know the guy will be much happier if you're not there, then there's no mitzvah to visit him. Yes, 100 times. So both things are halacha. We're going to go to the next passion, Vayera.
When Nevi'er Hashem is brought down that Hashem went to Milvaka Chayla Avram Avinu, when he was sick the third day from his Mila. So we're also dashing from there that Mikan is a mitzvah to Milvaka Chayla. There's an Indian that even a Godel should go to a cotton, just like Hashem went to be Milvaka Chayla Avram Avinu. So we learn also from there also this Indian that even a Godel should be Milvaka Chayla, even a small person. And also exactly what's called a Chayla is also a little bit Shayla. Partially, a Chayla means when a guy has to be in bed. The guy is sick at home in bed. It means he doesn't have his strength. He can't do what he would want to do usually. That's called a little bit depressed. He's a little bit sick. So there's an Indian to go here, to go to visit him. We'll soon see what the mitzvah is. Oma Rabbi Acha Bachanina. Kol amavake chayla noitol af echad mishishim betzarei. If you go to amavake chayla, you're taking away 1/60th of his pain. Pashi means 1/60th of his sickness. So Amri Lo, some say, in Cain is so, Lailon Shishin, for Lukma, if so, let 60 people go to Mavaka Chayilim, and the guy should get all well better. So what's the strategy? Mashma, it doesn't help. Even if 60 people would go, Mustami still won't get all better. Omalei, we said the pshat is like this, Ki Yisraisa Devei Rebbe, just means 1/10 of Devei Rebbe, that we had there once. There the case was, we'll soon see, of the Ben Giloi. And it also has to be, you're the Ben Gila with him, so Rashi, Ran says, Shenoyla damavakir b'mazol l'shachoyla. Means you were born at the same mazel when he was born. Either you're the same age as him, or you're born the same mazel as he was. The Rashi says, Ben Gila means, bochor k'moysoy azokan l'zokan. You have to be the same age as he is, or else you're born at the same mazel. Then you take away 1/60th. But the Teretz of the 10th of Rebbe about the next Gemara. The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe says, in a case where a father dies, they left all the kids. So Lachar is, he left all the boys and girls, the Yiraisa, the boys, Yash, and all the Nechostim, and the girls get nothing. But the Rabbanim made a takana that 1/10 of the father's Nechostim goes to the girl. If a girl is there, she has the right to get 1/10 of the Nechostim for her purposes. And then the rest left over goes to the boys. So, that's Rebbe's din. Rebbe Yehuda. Bas Hanizunas Nechstei Achin Na Telas Ista Nechosim. If the brothers make the Yerusha, so the girls get 1/10. So Amrullah the Rebbe, the Yester Rebbe, the Vrech, according to you, Mishi Eshtei Yester Bonois Uben. If a man had 10 girls and one boy, comes out Eina Leben B'Makim Bonois Klum. She come out, then the boy gets nothing. You tell him now, each girl has the right to get 1/10 of the Nechosim. So if he had 10 girls, they take all the property of the father. So it comes out the son gets nothing. And it's not mustavra like that, because the mitzvah, the Yeraisa, is that the boy gets all the Yerusha. So it's not mustavra, the Rabbana are going to take away all the mitzvah of the din Yeraisa. So he answered back, no, that's not the pshat. Omalehen. But it means like this. Rishonah, the first girl, Netelatis Nechosim. She takes 1/10 of Nechosim. Shnia, the second girl, the Masha Shaira. What was left over after the first one took 1/10, if the first one took 1/10 of 100, he got 10. The second one now, there's 90 left over, only gets 9. Shlishis, b'masha shaira. The third one gets of what's left over. V'chayzeres v'chalekes b'shova. Now, after each one gets their portion, then we divide up all of it again equally between 10, so the girls get their portion equally, and the boy comes out with something. So it doesn't mean each one of them gets 1/10 at one shot of what the father of the chosim is there. Just means one after another. We take off 1/10, then what's left over, take off 1/10 again. What's left over, another 10th. The same thing here when you read Mavaka Chayla. When you read Mavaka Chayla, each one only takes off 1/60th of what's left over. So even though you have 60 people going to him, it won't take away the whole refuah. Because after the first one left, the second one only takes off 1/60th of what's left over. The third one's 1/60th. It always goes down 1/60th from what's left over, so you can never get away the whole chayla completely, those circles completely. But I call upon him, it does help. That's also an Indian to like a chayla, he helping, he's taking away a little bit of his pains, of his sickness. Rav Chelboy Cholish. It happened once, Rav Chelboy got sick. Is Norfolk Achrez Rav Kana. So Rav Kana went to notify the people that Rav Chelboy is sick, the people